The parable of the prodigal son in this Sunday's gospel is the story of every believer. How can we come to our senses, realize our sins, and come home to the Father? That's next on Breaking the Bread. In this Sunday's first reading, God forgives the reproach of the generations who grumbled against him after the Exodus. On the threshold of the promised land, Israel can, with a clean heart, celebrate the Passover, the feast of God's firstborn son. Reconciliation is also at the heart of the story Jesus tells in the gospel this week. The story of the prodigal son is the story of Israel and of the human race, but it's also the story of every believer. In baptism, we're given a divine birthright. We're made a new creation, as Paul puts it in the epistle. But when we sin, we're like the prodigal son, quitting our father's house, squandering our inheritance, and trying to live without him. Lost in sin, we cut ourselves off from the grace of divine sonship lavished upon us in baptism. It's still possible for us to come to our senses and make our way back home to the Father, just as the prodigal does. But only God can remove the reproach, restore the divine sonship that we've spurned. Only our Father can free us from the slavery to sin that causes us, like the prodigal, to see God not as a father, but as a master, and ourselves as slaves. But God wants not slaves, but beloved sons and daughters. Like the Father in Sunday's gospel, God longs to call each of us my son, to share his life with us, to tell us, everything I have is yours. The Father's words of longing and compassion still come to his prodigal children in the sacrament of penance. This is part of what Paul this week calls the ministry of reconciliation, entrusted by Jesus to the apostles and the church. Reconciled like Israel, we take our place at the table of the Eucharist, the homecoming banquet the Father calls for his lost sons and daughters, the new Passover we celebrate this side of heaven. We taste the goodness of the Lord as we sing in Sunday's psalm, rejoicing that we who were dead are found alive again. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.